Lesson 19. Abraham Chapter 1. Introduction. While living in Ur, Abraham sought the blessings of the priesthood and desired to be a greater follower of righteousness. However, his fathers had turned from righteousness to the worship of false gods. Wicked priests attempted to sacrifice Abraham to their false gods, but Jehovah, or Jesus Christ, miraculously delivered him. After recounting the story of his deliverance, Abraham explained the origins of the ancient government of Egypt. He also explained that he had been entrusted by the Lord to preserve the sacred records of the righteous. Note: On July 5, 1835, Joseph Smith wrote of the coming forth of the Book of Abraham and the importance of these ancient Egyptian writings. Quote, "I commenced the translation of some of the characters or hieroglyphics, and much to our joy found that one of the rolls contained the writings of Abraham. Truly we can say the Lord is beginning to reveal the abundance of peace and truth." End quote. Some have wondered how the prophet translated the ancient writings. Quote, "The prophet Joseph Smith never communicated his method of translating these records. As with all other scriptures, a testimony of the truthfulness of these writings is primarily a matter of faith. The greatest evidence of the truthfulness of the Book of Abraham is not found in an analysis of physical evidence nor historical background, but in prayerful consideration of its content and power." End quote. Although we do not know the exact method Joseph Smith used to translate the writings of Abraham, we do know that he translated them by the gift and power of God. Suggestions for teaching. Abraham chapter 1 verses 1 through 20. Abraham seeks righteousness and is persecuted by false priests. Invite students to imagine that they have a friend who is a member of the church who has a difficult home life, where the Lord's commandments are taken lightly and there is no support to keep them. She wants to receive all the blessings that come from living the gospel, but some of her family members make it difficult for her. In fact, they often ridicule her and discourage her from living her beliefs. What would you tell your friend that could help her remain faithful? Can she hope to obtain her desires despite her circumstances? Why? The situation of this young woman could be likened to that of a man named Abraham, who was born about 300 years after the flood. Invite students to read Abraham chapter 1 verses 1 through 2 silently, looking for the spiritual blessings Abraham desired and sought to obtain. As students read, write the phrase "desire" and "seek" on the board. After sufficient time, point out the phrase "having been myself a follower of righteousness" in verse 2 and ask the following questions. Even though Abraham was already a follower of righteousness, what spiritual blessings did he desire and seek to obtain? Write students' responses on the board under "desire" and "seek." According to verse 2, why did Abraham desire these things and seek to obtain them? What are some synonyms for the word "desire"? To help students understand what it means to desire something, ask a student to read aloud the following statement by Elder Neil A. Maxwell of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Quote, "Desire denotes a real longing or craving. What we instantly desire over time is what we eventually become and what we will receive in eternity." End quote. What do you think it means to desire to be a greater follower of righteousness? Point to the word "seek" on the board. What are some synonyms for the word "seek"? To help students understand what it means to seek, ask a student to read aloud the following statement by Elder Joseph B. Worthlin of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Quote, "The word seek means to go in search of, try to discover, try to acquire. It requires an active, assertive approach to life. It is the opposite of passively waiting for something good to come to us, with no effort on our part." End quote. Invite a student to read Abraham chapter 1 verses 3 through 4 aloud. Ask the class to follow along and look for what happened to Abraham because he desired and sought for the blessings of the gospel. Ask students to report what they find. make sure students understand that Abraham received what he sought and that the blessings of the priesthood were conferred upon him. Based on what God did for Abraham, what do you think God will do for us if we seek for righteousness? After students respond, write the following principle on the board. If we seek for righteousness, God will bless us according to our desires. Remind students of the scenario you presented at the beginning of class, and ask the following question. How might the principle on the board help your friend remain faithful, even though her family members make it difficult for her to live the gospel? Explain that even though Abraham sought after righteousness in his life, he lived in circumstances that made it difficult to obtain his righteous desires. Ask a student to read Abraham chapter 1 verses 5 through 7 aloud. Invite the class to follow along and identify the difficult circumstances Abraham faced. What difficult circumstances did Abraham face? According to verses 5 and 7, what did Abraham do even though he lived in difficult circumstances? He tried to teach his family the gospel. Invite a student to read Abraham chapter 1, verses 8 through 11 aloud. Ask the class to follow along and identify other difficult circumstances that existed for Abraham and other righteous people in Chaldea. What difficult circumstances existed in the land of Chaldea? According to verse 11, why were the three daughters of Onita sacrificed? Based on the examples of Abraham and the three daughters of Onita, what can we choose to do regardless of the circumstances in which we live? Students may give a variety of answers. As they respond, help them identify the following principle. We can choose righteousness regardless of the circumstances in which we live. How might believing this principle help your friend continue to live the gospel even though it is difficult for her to do so? Invite students to think of a time when they or someone they know made righteous choices while they were in difficult circumstances. Ask a few students to share their experiences. Note: invite students to share. Sharing insights and relevant experiences can help clarify a student's understanding of gospel doctrines and principles. As students share insights and experiences, they are often led by the Holy Ghost to a deeper testimony of the very things they are expressing. Through the power of the Holy Ghost, their words and experiences can also have significant impact on the hearts and minds of their peers. Ask a student to read aloud the following statement by President Joseph Fielding Smith. Quote, "We all know something of the courage it takes to stand in opposition to united custom and general belief. None of us likes to be ridiculed. Few are able to withstand popular opinion, even when they know it is wrong, and it is difficult to comprehend the magnificent courage displayed by Abraham in his profound obedience to Jehovah in the midst of his surroundings. His moral courage, his implicit faith in God, his boldness in raising his voice in opposition to the prevailing wickedness is almost beyond comparison." End quote. Invite students to set a goal to make righteous choices regardless of the circumstances they may be in. Testify that God will bless them as they make those righteous choices. Invite students to look at a facsimile from the Book of Abraham, number 1, which is located at the beginning of the Book of Abraham. Summarize Abraham chapter 1, verses 12 through 14 by explaining that this depiction represents Abraham on the altar and the false priest preparing to sacrifice him. The depiction also contains images of the many false gods the people worshipped at that time. Invite a few students to take turns reading aloud from Abraham chapter 1, verses 15 through 17. Ask the class to look for what happened to Abraham after he was placed on the altar. To illustrate the events in Abraham 1, verses 15 through 17, you may want to show the video Deliverance of Abraham. This video can be found on Old Testament Visual Resource DVDs or on LDS.org. What happened to Abraham? What did Jehovah say to Abraham? You may want to point out that the three daughters of Onita set a courageous example for Abraham to follow when they refused to bow down to false gods. These virtuous young women were willing to die rather than deny what they believed or yield to bowing down before idols. Abraham followed their example of virtue and bravery, and he was willing to accept the same fate. Ask students to read Abraham chapter 1, verses 18 through 19 silently, looking for the promises Jehovah gave to Abraham. You may want to suggest that they mark what they find. Invite a student to read Abraham chapter 1, verse 20 aloud. Ask the class to follow along and look for what the Lord did after he delivered Abraham from the wicked priests. Ask students to report what they find. You may want to point out that the Lord also sent a famine into the land. Abraham chapter 1, verses 21 through 27. The origins of the government of Egypt are explained. Summarize Abraham chapter 1, verses 21 through 24 by explaining that after the flood, a woman named Egyptus, who was Noah's granddaughter through Ham, settled in a land with her sons. The land became known as the land of Egypt, and Egyptus's oldest son, Pharaoh, established the first government. Subsequent leaders of Egypt were also called Pharaoh. Ask a student to read Abraham chapter 1, verses 25 through 27 aloud. Invite the class to follow along and look for how Pharaoh tried to set up his kingdom. What did Pharaoh try to imitate? Even though Pharaoh did not have the right of priesthood, he tried to imitate the same priesthood order established by the fathers. According to verse 27, what did trying to imitate the priesthood eventually lead to? You may want to explain that idolatry refers to worshiping idols, false gods, and images of any kind. Abraham chapter 1, verses 28 through 31. Abraham is entrusted as a record keeper. What does it mean to preserve something? To keep something in good condition, or ensure its continued existence, to protect something from harm or loss. Ask students how someone might preserve a letter or a photograph. You may wish to show students a letter or a photograph you have preserved. Invite a student to read Abraham chapter 1, verse 28 aloud. Ask the students to follow along, looking for what the Lord charged Abraham to preserve. You may need to explain that the word delineate means to describe in detail. Ask them to report what they find. Invite another student to read Abraham chapter 1, verse 31 aloud. Ask students to identify what these preserved records contained. What was preserved in the records Abraham kept? Information about the right of the priesthood and knowledge of the beginning of creation, the planets and the stars. How might Abraham's posterity benefit from knowing about these truths? Invite students to share something they learned from today's lesson. You might also invite them to testify of the principles you discussed as you studied Abraham 1.